Want to know our best-kept hosting secrets?
They're all inside our STR Must-Haves Master List, our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host.
The Must-Haves Master List is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years.
Picture this: your guest checks in to your short-term rental, and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFE Must-Haves Master List by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best hosts didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Choosing the right property management system is a big deal. And we did our research, tried different platforms, and for years, Hostly has been the best fit for our business.
It's not just a PMS. It's how we run everything. Managing listings across Airbnb, Vrbo, and Booking.com, easy. No double bookings, no stress.
And let's talk about guest experience. The custom guidebooks, they are game changer. Guests get check-in details, your house rules, and even favorite restaurants before they have to ask.
Plus, it integrates with everything. Guest screening, direct booking payments, and even in-house damage waivers, which you know we love. And their new Inbox AI, it pulls from your guidebooks and property details to help you answer guest questions faster.
And right now, TFE listeners get an even bigger discount. Hostly just upgraded your deal to $500 off onboarding.
Yep, that means if you sign up for an annual plan, your onboarding is completely free. If you go monthly, you get 50% off your onboarding fee.
So go to hostly.com/TFE and book your demo and grab the discount using code TFE500. The link will also be in the show notes.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. And my name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Let's start this episode like we do each and every week, and that is sharing one of you, our incredible listeners, who is heading on over to strshare.com, sharing everything you can about your short-term rental so that we can celebrate you here on the podcast and on our Instagram account every single Sunday. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week we are sharing at the Shotgun House Waco. And they are famous because they were on Fixer Upper Season 3.
I remember this episode.
With Chip and Joanna. So make sure to give them a follow. One thing I want to comment on that I really like in their Instagram feed, I want you to take a look, everyone, of how they're running promotions. They're doing promotions on their feed. And the reason I want to bring this up is notice recently hosts not getting, I'm just going to say it, scrappy enough or creative enough. Like sometimes even the best of us, even the Shotgun House Waco, who is the best of Waco, has to run a promo, you know, and these promos don't even have to discount your price, really.
No.
Like, you can raise your price and discount it. You know, it's like, sometimes we just have to, like, let's just call them a faux promo. It's like, get people excited about it. Sometimes it's even you getting yourself excited about it again. So I just want you to check out the way that they're doing promotions in their feed. I believe they have full-time signage outside of their house. I mean, Chip and Joanna have made Waco such a destination now, and this is like an iconic destination too, since they were using the notoriety of Fixer Upper to bring in guests. So they've just done a really amazing signage outside of the house too. And the reason that we wanted to highlight the shotgun house today is this home was days away from being like demolished, and they had to put their heart, their soul, and really get after
some blood.
And today's episode is how you need to put some heart, soul, some elbow grease into prepping your property.
I know that the TFB audience, I know that all of you are so dialed in on hospitality and on cleanliness of your property. We love you all for it. But when is the last time you actually moved furniture away from the wall? When's the last time you don't flip your mattress anymore now with newfangled mattresses, but you know what I'm saying? Like all that stuff that you kind of put off, we call it spring cleaning. And so today's episode is dedicated to getting your creative juices flowing, to getting your calendar out and scheduling time and putting aside funds to make sure that you're refreshing your property now that the winter months are getting behind us and the summer months are ahead. Is your property fresh? Is it crisp? Is it super clean? Have you maybe replaced certain things that are beyond refreshing? We've got 7 tips for you. Obviously, you're going to take it beyond these 7 tips, but we want to get those juices flowing in your brain so that you can get after it.
Number 1, refresh your living spaces. We're going to go through the bedroom, the living rooms, the family rooms.
Yes. So let's start with the bedroom, Annette. Mm-hmm. The number 1 thing that I think people overlook is actually taking off that mattress protector, taking off the pillow protectors, and washing
it. Give them a good spring cleaning. And if you're like us, we now get the mattress protectors. Like you can zip off the top, but this is a time to actually take the whole thing off and wash it all.
Yes. Other things to think about in the bedroom, the duvet insert. First of all, you can think about it. Do you want to put the duvet insert and the duvet cover back on the bed for summer months? Maybe you want to lighten up the bed and switch to more a lighter feel on your bed. So quilts or coverlets or things of that nature. But regardless, when's the last time you cleaned that duvet insert? The cover I get every single time, but I don't know if hosts are thinking about that insert.
What else, Annette? If you have any sort of carpets or rug, let's do some carpet cleaning there. Again, we do baseboards all the time, but this is another time to like, maybe you want to like wax them up. Again, if you have any sort of dressers, this is a time to get in there and like vacuum them, dust them, clean all around. And even just, this is a time to move all the furniture.
I was just going to say
It's like move the furniture and then get the baseboards back there too. We're busy during turnovers. So this is a time that you can actually like get your crew, move the furniture and make sure everything is getting deep cleaned.
What about those vent covers, right? The registers.
Oh, your ceiling fans, you know, like we're always, you know, refreshing the ceiling fans, but this is a time to like really get after it once like all the bedding's off. So if there is any extra dust bunnies or anything, you can really get in there.
We can take the same theories to the living room. Mm-hmm. Get a professional upholstery cleaner in to do a deep clean of your sofa and your rugs in there. What about throw pillows? Hopefully you can unzip the cover and wash it. If you can't, can you spray some sort of disinfectant?
Or is it time to just buy some new?
Right? Do we donate them? Can the upholstery cleaner also clean those? What else can you think about in tops of the curtains? If you've got curtains in your bedrooms and living room, when's the last time you took the curtains off the curtain rod or the shears down? Because dust settles on top of them. Maybe you've hit them with the duster every once in a while.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, wash your curtains and you're going to see like dirt that comes out in that water. And it's going to feel so fresh and so clean when you get those soft goods in these living spaces.
Number 2. We're going to deep clean our appliances.
Ooh, all right, we got a little list here. I don't want to forget any of them. So you have your washing machine, so your washer and your dryer. You not only want to run a cleaning cycle, but when's the last time you actually got into that gasket area, that like rubber liner? And let's hope she's not moldy. I've onboarded clients from previous co-hosts and property managers. And like, I'm like, you're not washing your bedding and towels in here, like you're just spreading around this like moldiness of the gasket onto them. So make sure it's truly clean in there. Mm-hmm. You might need to replace parts of it to really refresh it, but now's the time to get in there and make sure it's in top-notch condition.
Yep, and we hire a vent cleaner to come in, get the vents going out of the house. And this is the time too, let's be honest, when is the last time you've actually like wiped down and cleaned the tops of yes. your washer and dryer too, if they're not stackable, even if they are stackable, like getting up there and dusting. So that's the first set of appliances.
I'm thinking, so we have these, I don't know about you guys, we've got washer and dryers that are stacked and they're in a closet. If you can move them out.
That's what I'm saying. We need a team when we're doing this.
Yes. This is no joke, right? And so, and that's actually a great tip, Annette. It might not be your usual cleaner who does this. You might need, there are specialty companies out there that handle these types of cleans. It might take that. Maybe you're rolling up your sleeves and getting it done, but now is the time to do it.
And maybe it's even your cleaning team plus
maybe
a family member
all hands on deck
helping out. So now we're going to move on to predominantly kitchen appliances at this point in time, but this is the time to really deep clean everything. You know, your refrigerator, you can pull that out, get underneath on the side, just from top to bottom there. Your oven, no, that needs a good cleaning. This is like your garbage disposal, your
dishwasher.
Thank you. I could not think of that. Your microwave, all of it.
Coffee maker.
Underneath, on the sides, on the
top,
all around.
Take it apart. Yeah, take it apart. Are the parts still all good? Does anything need to be replaced there? So get in there, get your elbows dirty. And if it's not you, call a professional. Here's the tip of the dishwasher. When you open up that dishwasher, you should be doing this more than every spring, but you've got that, it catches all the food particles. I can't think of the name of it. But you got to unscrew that.
It's in the depths.
When you open the door, there's that lip underneath the door. Depending on what make and model you have, they're not all created equal. And some allow the dishwashers to get really built up over time, like all that dirty water they're taking off the dishes. So make sure, again, all the nooks and crannies of your appliances. Number three, kitchen inventory check. While we're in the kitchen already with all those appliances, now it's time to get into the kitchen itself.
Ooh, and here's what normally happens with the kitchen. You're going to have things that you never put in there have made their way in that guests have purchased and brought in. And then you're going to have things that are probably missing. So we're being serious here. This is where you want to pull everything out. I'm the organizer of like, you got to pull everything out of every cabinet, every drawer. And that's where you want to wipe those down again to top of the cabinets, in the cabinets, side of cabinets, because it's the kitchen. It can get crummy.
And you'll notice that I said inventory check. Okay. Now's the time. Do the knives all match? Are there enough to not only meet, like if you house six people, you don't want six knives. You probably want more like 18 or more, right? So they don't have to use one knife for the dishwasher and then they have no other knives to use in the house. Same goes for your bowls and your glassware and your mug.
We were just at a property earlier today, and we were doing some filming in the kitchen, and we were doing inventory, and it was like, it's almost every item. It was like, oh, we need to add an additional. You know, it's like random. You might have more bowls for some reason, less plates. It's like this is always things that you need to be inventory. But the springtime is take that full inventory, and maybe actually, you know, when you're purchasing more, hold some back. Always order more than you think you're going to
get. Yeah, have a new supply area. How about if you offer any sort of storage for leftover food? Again, people stay in our short-term rentals because we have kitchens. And if they make food and they have leftovers, first of all, do they have a place to put the leftovers? And then if you offer any sort of Pyrex or Tupperware, do the lids match up?
Yeah.
Did they put them in the dishwasher and now they're like deformed and they don't fit anymore? I'm serious. You know what I mean?
Like the deformity. Yeah. Like the, like, you know, with the plastic gets too hot and then it can't.
How about the handles on your pots and pans? Are they tight? Are the handles on your cabinets? Are they tight? And really just like get in there, try all the things, take them apart, put them back together again, wipe on all the cabinets, put the top of your cabinets. If your cabinets don't go to the ceiling, all that dust has settled on the top. You can get your vacuum up there, get that cleaned. What else we got? I think that's a lot of it.
Yeah.
And that's getting grossed out over here.
No, I'm not getting grossed out. There's just a lot of work to be done.
Yeah.
A lot of work I need to do.
Yeah.
Ready to ramp up your rebooking rates? Then you're ready for StayFi, the all-in-one solution for Wi-Fi and guest marketing that makes every guest feel at home.
Imagine every guest who connects to your Wi-Fi shares their contact info, not just the one who booked. With StayFi, guests sign into Wi-Fi through a branded login experience, your brand. After login, they'll land on a beautifully branded page showcasing your guidebook, local activities, upsell storefronts, and more. You're not just collecting data, you're creating a connection.
Plus, StayFi ensures verified guest data and separates guest and homeowner networks for security. And guess what? With their new email marketing tool, you can send unlimited emails, set up automations in seconds, and automatically welcome guests with email as soon as they log into your Wi-Fi. It has never been easier to keep guests coming back.
StayFi even integrates seamlessly with your PMS, making it a breeze to import guest data and connect with your guests in the rental or later through email and SMS.
So what are you waiting for? Get 50% off your first 3 months with StayFi using code TFV and start growing your guest list and boosting direct bookings.
Go to StayFi.com/TFE. That's StayFi.com/TFE. Let's elevate your guest experience together.
Number four, that bathroom maintenance and upkeep. We want to get in there. First and foremost, you know, it's the, do you have a shower curtain, shower liner, shower door? This is where we want to make sure we are really doing a deep clean there or buying new if we need to. This, I'm saying this with like a sigh because this feels like it's a battle, a constant battle of making sure all the caulking is always refreshed. That is just a place where I see wear and tear everywhere I stay, from short-term rentals to hotels. It is just, they're kind of constantly being,
You know why? I want to say, I'm going to call out some people. Like, there, you do get what you pay for with caulking. There is caulking that you can get that is mold resistant and it has like, you know, 10 years lifespan. Like, invest in the good materials.
Okay.
And because with caulking, you have to remove the old stuff before you put the new on. So if you're going to do this, which we recommend you do, because there's nothing nicer looking than fresh caulk, remove the other stuff, the old stuff completely, and then invest in the good stuff this next time. It is more expensive, but I mean, gosh, I don't, taking it caulk off, like it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fun.
But it is a place that like you can just see so quickly.
Yeah.
If something's clean and what kind of wear or tear is there. The other thing that we want you to do during the spring cleaning is really snake your drains. I mean, this is something that you can see my hair, like it is always, it's a daily battle in my own home. I can only imagine compounding with each and every guest. They don't care.
No.
You know, they are like, hair's going.
I like, whenever I'm in my shower, my hair comes out. I try to like.
Right.
You don't be grossed out. I put it on the wall though. So at the end of my shower, I can take it off and like throw it away. Guests aren't doing that for you.
No, it is just going to be, and it's all drains, you know, because even like you're saying, you just want to take the time, get it done. You will thank yourself.
How about your grout? You know, maybe like you spot treat it here and there, but what if you got a really good steamer in there and got to all your grout
and
making sure it's
steamer assessed.
Yeah, make sure that's clean. If you have any windows in your bathroom, open them up. Like, make sure get in there, get after it. Again, everything's tightened. If you have cabinets in there, if you've got mirrors, if you've got light fixtures, those need dusted, taken apart, put back together again. Do your light bulb colors match? Like, get after it. Number five, safety and HVAC maintenance.
Yeah.
We combine the two because you're, depending on what kind of furnace or AC you have, like there could, if they're gas powered, if it's
mini splits,
like it's a whole thing. So get them serviced, get them cleaned.
Get the filters changed.
Yes.
Clean the inside, clean the outside.
Yep.
You just want to make sure they are in working order because it's not, you don't want to ruin a guest day with that.
When it comes to safety, are you stocked with flashlights, light bulbs? Are your smoke detectors, do those need vacuumed on your ceiling? Because those where the sensors are can get dusty.
Do you have ladders to your upstairs? Like, has anybody removed those, put them in? Check all, anything that is safety related in your home. This is the time to, you should be checking it on every turnover. This is a time to go through slowly, meticulously, make sure that all of your fire extinguishers are there and ready for anything that they might need.
We can go back to tip one with the living spaces. If your rugs are curling up and you've like tried to remedy it or you've moved it around the living room and they're still curling up, like Now's the time. Buy those, buy the corners for the curlers or remove it altogether. I know we love rugs. They add color. But again, safety, safety, safety.
Yeah, anything else with safety? HVAC maintenance?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Number six, from the windows to the wall.
Here's the deal. We all know it. Like there are, it's time to get out the paint. The walls get scuffed up. You need to refresh it. I know it feels like sometimes a losing battle, but have that 1 week of the year where you feel like you're winning, which is spring cleaning. And also your windows, the interior and exterior of your windows.
Get the screens out. Yeah. People might want to open up the windows, let fresh air in. Make sure it's safe.
Yeah, it's just this. And this is one of those things that I'm telling you, this is not this list that we're going through. This is A, not for the faint of heart. And two, this is not trying to cram this in between stays. You really need to block some time off, especially if you're going to be doing this grout, we're going to be doing the painting. You need to have proper drying time. And this might be your deck also, like depending on what's going on outside, you might need to paint that.
You're jumping ahead.
Oh, I am?
Yeah. But you know what?
It's going to go from the walls to the deck.
But actually, I have a TFE pro tip for you all. So Annette just said, if this can't just be like this like couple hour thing that you do, right? Like this is, we're getting in deep, we're rolling up our sleeves. Budget for this, right? I know that we all want to like, I once had a client who we were booked. It was a very popular property. We were booked out a lot, and getting them to like let the home breathe and let us get in there and deep clean was a little bit of a challenge. I get it. Like you're missing out.
Because you're like closed for business.
Right. You're closed for business, but you got to do this. And so if you're getting into your high season, or maybe you're listening to this and you are in your high season and you didn't do this yet, I don't know, like having a fresh space has been like turned over every square inch, I think is worth it for my pride of welcoming the guest in there. And so next year too, budget to be down for a couple days, budget for extra team members so you can move all the furniture and just have that be a part of your operations. Number seven, Annette already alluded to this, but the outdoor patio and prep. What we're going to paint it, maybe. We're going to scrape it. We're going to paint it. You know what my favorite thing is? We're going to power wash it. The sidewalks, the back patio, it is so satisfying to do that. If you've got like a rug out back on your patio or on your front porch, taking that up and getting underneath it. Maybe you want to clean off the house siding with your power washer.
Yeah, power washing the siding.
You probably want to make sure those gutters, you probably did this like at the beginning of fall time to get them ready for the leaves, but how do they look now that fall and winter are over? Are there sticks in there from like the spring storms, you know? What else we got outside? Those are the big ones. And here's the thing with outdoor patio prep and why I told you it was, if it's not on your list, it needs to be, because I think we underestimate, I don't think I know, your appearance when a guest pulls up, that curb appeal absolutely plays into, and that guest leaves you a review on value and the check-in process. So like that curb appeal appears twice in your in what comprises your entire review.
And sometimes we get so focused when we think spring cleaning.
Inside.
We think inside the walls.
Yeah.
But you really have to go outside of the four walls also.
I don't know about you, but I got
excited, then slightly defeated.
Overwhelmed.
But this work needs to get done. But I know it's going to take some work, but I'm excited to do it. And if you guys have any like cleaning tips to share with us, if you think you've mastered some sort of cleaning or have the hack, please email us. Let us know. I want to know. My mom has taught me like so many things about cleaning and spring cleaning. But if you have some trick that you think we need to know about, please share it with us, because maybe you can share it either on the show here or somewhere on social media. But sharing is caring, hosts. So share with us, HyattThanksForVisiting.com.
With that, I am Sarah Karakian.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of thanks for visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today.